Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 1-2-3 Magic. Effective Discipline for Children 2-12. 6th Edition. By Thomas W. Phelan, Ph.D. Narrated by Paul Costanzo. Preface. A number of years ago, a young mom came into my office. She was a single mother of three, and she was 33 years old. When she sat down and I had a good chance to look at her, I could see that Sarah looked like she had been run over by a truck. When I asked the young woman what had brought her in to see me, she said, "Dr. Phelan, I don't want to get out of bed in the morning. It's horrible. I just lie there, pull the covers over my head, and cringe." "Why don't you want to get up?" I asked. "The thought of getting my three kids up and ready for school is horrible. It's absolutely horrible," she said. "They don't cooperate. They fight. They treat me like I'm invisible. I scream. I yell. I nag. The whole thing is so upsetting that it ruins my day. I can't concentrate at work, and I'm depressed. Then the next morning, I have to do it all over again." After asking Sarah more questions, and doing a brief history of her life, I asked if she'd like to learn 1-2-3 magic. "I'll do anything," she said. Sarah meant what she said. I taught her 1-2-3 magic. She went home and told the kids things were going to be different. The kids smirked and looked at her like she was nuts. Over the next few weeks, this young mother made believers out of her three children. She used counting for sibling rivalry and disrespect. She used some of our START behavior tactics for picking up, homework, and most importantly, getting up and out in the morning. She also employed sympathetic listening and shared one-on-one fun as bonding strategies. Sarah was a trooper. As she revolutionized her home life, we started spacing out our sessions, since she didn't need to come in as often. One day, early in January, Sarah came in for her last visit. She no longer looked like she'd been run over by a truck. As she sat down, I asked her how things were going. "Really well," she said. "Well, that's saying something," I pointed out, "especially since you just spent 2 weeks with your kids over Christmas vacation." "Yep, it went well," she said. "I've come a long way." Then she hesitated. "But you know something?" she added. "I didn't realize how far I'd come until after they went back to school after Christmas vacation." "What do you mean?" I asked. A little teary, she paused, then said, "I missed them for the first time in my life." What can 1-2-3 magic do for you? If you are raising young children, the 1-2-3 magic program might be your ticket to effective and enjoyable parenting for several reasons. 1. The book has sold more than 1.6 million copies. 2. 1-2-3 magic has been translated into 22 languages. 3. Over the last several years, 1-2-3 Magic has consistently been the number one child discipline book on Amazon.com. 4. The program is dad-friendly. 5. It's evidence-based. That means it works. For best results, this edition of 1-2-3 Magic describes straightforward methods for managing the behavior of children from the ages of approximately 2 to 12, whether they're average or special needs kids. You can actually start at about 18 months with a typically developing child. To get the best results, keep in mind the following. 1. The strategies should be used exactly as they are described here, especially with regard to the no talking and no emotion rules. 2. If both parents are living at home, ideally, both parents should use the program. If one parent refuses to use 1-2-3 magic, however, the other parent can still use it on his or her own, while hoping, of course, that the partner or spouse is doing something reasonable with the kids. 3. Single, separated, and divorced parents can use our methods effectively by themselves. It is preferable if all parents, even if they are in different locations, are using the same program. But that isn't always possible. In fact, single parents greatly benefit from a simple, ineffective system like 123 Magic. If you are parenting on your own, you are very likely to feel overloaded, and you don't have a lot of time to spend learning discipline programs. Also, because you're by yourself, you cannot afford to be inefficient in managing your children. You only have so much energy. 4. Grandparents, babysitters, and other caregivers have also found the 123 program very helpful in managing young children. Actually, many grandparents first discovered 123 Magic on their own and then shared it with their children. In addition, we hear more and more these days that grandparents are raising their grandchildren themselves, and these adults often find 123 Magic to be a lifesaver. 5. Make sure your kids are in good physical health. It is a well-known fact that illness, allergies, and physical pain can aggravate both behavioral and emotional problems in children. Regular physical exams for the kids are of critical importance. It's also important to know and respect your children's natural daily rhythms regarding food, sleep, and bathroom. A child who missed a nap, who feels hungry, or who has to go to the bathroom can be much more challenging to parent. A note about psychological evaluation and counseling. Some parents may wonder, when in the process of using 123 Magic, is it necessary to get a mental health professional involved? Psychological evaluation and counseling are recommended before using 123 Magic if any child has a history of excessive separation anxiety, physical violence, or extremely self-punitive behavior. These children can be very difficult to manage during the initial testing period when they are still adjusting to the new discipline. If your family is currently in counseling, this program should be discussed with the counselor before you use it. If your counselor is not familiar with 123 Magic, take a copy of this book, the DVD, or the audio CD for him or her to become familiar with. Psychological evaluation and counseling are recommended after using 123 Magic if 1. Marital instability or conflict is interfering with the effective use of the methods. 123 Magic is normally an excellent way to get mom and dad on the same page in dealing with the kids. Sometimes, just a few counseling sessions can help right the ship. 2. One or both parents are incapable of following the no-talking and no-emotion rules. Refer to Chapter 4. Life stressors, as well as problems such as anxiety and depression, can make it hard for some parents to calm down enough to effectively use 123 Magic. Drug and alcohol use can also make moms and dads volatile, obnoxious, and ineffective. 3. Behavior problems, as well as testing and manipulation by the child, are continuing at too high a level for more than 3 weeks after starting the program. Your child was hard to manage before 123 Magic. Now he's better, but you still feel managing him is too much of a grind. Check it out with a professional. 4. Trust your instincts. Here's a good rule of thumb. If you have been worrying about a particular problem in your child for more than 6 months, that's too long. See a mental health professional and find out if there is, in fact, something wrong. If there is, try to fix it or learn how to manage it. If there's nothing wrong, stop worrying. Serious psychological and behavioral problems in young children frequently include persistent difficulties with the following: paying attention or sitting still, language development, social interaction, and restricted interests, negative, hostile, and defiant behavior, excessive worrying or unusual anxiety about separation, loss of interest in fun activities and irritability, excessive verbal and physical aggression, disregard for age-appropriate norms and rules, unexpected learning difficulties. Introduction. Parenting. Long hours, no pay, excellent benefits. Can I have a Twinkie? No, dear. Why not? because we're eating at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but I want one.
I just said you couldn't have one.
You never give me anything.
What do you mean I never give you anything? Do you have clothes on? Is there a roof over your head? Am I feeding you in 2 seconds?
You gave Joey one half an hour ago.
Listen, are you your brother? Besides, he eats his dinner.
I promise I'll eat my dinner.
Don't give me this promise stuff, Monica. Yesterday, at 4:30, you had half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you didn't eat anything at dinner.
Then I'm going to kill myself and then run away from home.
Welcome to 1-2-3 Magic. Parenting is one of the most important jobs in the world, and it can also be one of life's most enjoyable experiences. Small children are engaging, affectionate, entertaining, curious, full of life, and fun to be around. For many adults, parenting provides profound and unique benefits unequaled by any other area of life. Yet being a mom or a dad can also be unbelievably frustrating. Repeat the Twinkie scene more than 1,000 times, and you have guaranteed misery. In extreme but all too common situations, that misery can become the source of emotional and physical abuse. That's no way for anyone, child or adult, to live. Children don't come with a How to Raise Me training manual. That's why there is a program like 1-2-3 Magic. The 1-2-3 program is currently being used all over the world by millions of parents, including single and divorced, teachers, grandparents, daycare centers, babysitters, summer camp counselors, hospital staff, and other child caretakers, all of whom are working toward the goal of raising happy, healthy children. The 1-2-3 program is also being taught and recommended by thousands of mental health professionals and pediatricians. At parent-teacher conferences, teachers recommend 1-2-3 Magic to the parents of their students, and sometimes parents recommend 1-2-3 Magic for teachers to the teachers. Why all the enthusiasm? As one parent put it, 1-2-3 Magic was easy to learn, and it gave me results. I went back to enjoying my kids and being the kind of mother I knew I could be. More than 25 years after the launch of the program, we're hearing from parents today who say, "My kids were great kids, and now they're nice adults. We enjoy being with them." 1-2-3 Magic helps children grow up to be self-disciplined adults who are competent, happy, and able to get along with others. In other words, it helps produce emotionally intelligent people. People who can manage their own feelings, as well as understand and respond to the emotions of others. The methods described in this book are easy to master, and you can start the program right away. Depending on whether you use the book, the audio CD, or the 2 DVDs, the technique takes about 3 to 4 hours to learn. Anyone can use 1-2-3 Magic. All it takes is determination and commitment. How to get started. When you finish learning the 1-2-3 Magic program, it is a good idea to start practicing it immediately. Talk with your spouse or partner if both of you are living at home and then get going right away. If you are a single parent, take a deep breath and then explain the drill to your children. Do the same thing if you're a grandparent. If you don't start right away, you may never get around to it. After learning 1-2-3 Magic, you will know exactly what to do, what not to do, what to say, and what not to say in just about every one of the common everyday problem situations you run into with your kids. Because 1-2-3 Magic is based on only a few basic but critical principles, you will not only be able to remember what to do, you will be able to do it when you are anxious, agitated, or otherwise upset, which for many of us parents is every day. You will also be able to be a kind but effective parent when you are busy, in a hurry, or otherwise preoccupied. What to expect when you begin the 1-2-3 program? When you start 1-2-3 Magic, your relationship with your children will change quickly. But there is good news and bad news.
The good news is that initially, about half of all kids will fall into the immediate cooperator category. You start the program, and they cooperate right away, sometimes just like magic. What do? Just relax and enjoy your good fortune. The bad news is that the other half of the kids will fall into the immediate tester category. These children will get worse first. They will challenge you to see if you really mean business with your new parenting ideas. If you stick to your guns, however, no arguing, yelling, or hitting, you will get the vast majority of these little testers shaped up fairly well in about a week to 10 days. Then what do? You start enjoying your children again. Believe it or not, you may soon have a much more peaceful home and more enjoyable kids. You will go back to liking and respecting yourself as a parent, and it can all happen in the foreseeable future. Before we get into the details of the 1-2-3 program and Parenting Job 1, Controlling Obnoxious Behavior, we should identify some very important concepts that are fundamental to understanding how 1-2-3 magic works. 1. The most effective orientation to, or philosophy of, parenting. Chapter 1. 2. The three basic parenting jobs. Chapter 2. 3. The dangerous assumption parents, teachers, and other caretakers often make about young children. Chapter 3. 4. The two biggest discipline mistakes made by adults. Chapter 4. Part 1. Building a solid foundation for parenting. 1. Orientation to the parenting profession. How to prepare for the world's most important job. There's no way to know what parenting is like until you do it. Whatever thoughts you may have had about becoming a mom or a dad, bringing that first child home is a jolt, a big jolt. The only guarantee is that raising your child will be more difficult and more rewarding than you could ever have expected. 1-2-3 magic is based on the idea that parenting should be looked at as a profession. In other words, some training will make the job much easier. But that training shouldn't have to take years or involve bringing tons of books home from the library. One book should do it. Ground rules for effective parenting. The place to start is with your basic parenting philosophy, your overall orientation to the job, which provides the ground rules. Even though the job changes as the kids get older, effective parents have two important qualities. They are, 1, warm and friendly on the one hand, 2, demanding and firm on the other. Being warm and friendly means taking care of kids' emotional and physical needs. It means feeding them, keeping them safe, warm, and well-clothed, and making sure they get enough sleep. Warmth and friendliness also mean being sensitive to the children's feelings, sharing their joy over a new friend, comforting them when their ice cream falls on the ground, listening sympathetically when they're angry at their teacher, and enjoying their company. Being warm and friendly also means liking, not just loving, your children. The other important parental trait, being demanding and firm, is meant in the good sense. Good parents expect something from their kids. They expect good behavior in school, respect toward adults, hard work on academics, effort in sports, and relationships with friends that include sharing and kindness. They expect their children to follow the rules, to do things for other people, and to sometimes confront issues that are hard or scary. In other words, effective parents expect their children to rise to life's challenges. As you know, there are plenty. And to respect the rules and limits that will be required for their behavior. These two parental orientations, warm, friendly, and demanding, firm, might at first seem contradictory. They are not. Some situations call for one, some for the other. And some situations require both. For example, what if your daughter Megan slaps her brother John? Time for the demanding side of parenting. But if Megan feeds the dog without being asked, time for the warm side. What if it's time for bed? Both friendly and firm sides are necessary. The friendly side might mean snuggling in bed with a child for 15 minutes of story time before lights out. The demanding side, on the other hand, might mean requiring the kids to get ready for bed. Teeth, bath or shower, pajamas, and so on, before story time can happen. And at 9 o'clock, firm means lights out. No ifs, ands, or buts. The messages this parenting philosophy sends to children are 1. Warm, friendly. I love you, and I'll take care of you. 2. Demanding, firm. I expect something from you. Why are both the warm, friendly, and demanding, firm attitudes toward your children necessary? For two reasons. The first reason is simple. Fun. It would be nice if you could enjoy the children while they are growing up in your household. Kids are energetic, cute, exciting, and fun, and you can have great times with them you'll never forget. The second reason is a bit sad. You want your children to grow up, leave home someday, and make it on their own. Warm and demanding, therefore, also means encouraging and respecting your kids' growing independence. Friendly and firm means not hovering and not being overprotective. It means giving children a chance to do things more and more on their own as they get older. When our oldest walked 5 blocks to kindergarten on the first day of school, I was sure he was never coming back. He came back just fine, and I learned a lesson about independence and about his growing competence. Key concept. Research has shown that effective parents are warm and friendly on the one hand, but also demanding and firm on the other. Both orientations are critical to raising emotionally intelligent and mature kids. Automatic versus deliberate parenting. You might say there are two kinds of parenting modes, automatic and deliberate. Automatic parenting includes the things you do spontaneously, without really thinking, and with no real training, such as picking up and comforting a sobbing 2-year-old who has just fallen down. Comforting an upset child is a positive example. But automatic parenting can also include actions that aren't so useful, such as screaming at a 7-year-old who keeps getting out of bed because she says she hears a noise in her closet. Here's what you'll want to do with the 1-2-3 magic program. 1. Hang on to your positive automatic parenting habits. You'll find that some of your beneficial parenting moves are already part of the program, such as being a good listener or praising your kids' efforts. 2. Identify your automatic parenting habits that are harmful, useless, or upsetting. As you listen to this book, decide how you'll replace these negative actions with deliberate, respectful, and more useful 1-2-3 magic strategies. 3. Practice, practice, practice. Work hard and thoughtfully until the new methods become automatic. Because 1-2-3 magic works so well, it tends to be self-reinforcing, which makes the deliberate to automatic conversion much easier. Automatic parenting includes another critically important activity that you do all the time, modeling. Children are great imitators, and they learn a lot by just watching the way you behave. If you are respectful toward others, your kids will tend to be the same. If you scream in fury during fits of road rage, on the other hand, well, you get the idea. The goal, therefore, is effective automatic parenting. This approach takes some concentration and effort in the beginning, but in the end, it's a whole lot less work, and you and your family are a whole lot better off. Quick tip. Identify your automatic parenting habits that are harmful, useless, or upsetting. As you listen to 1-2-3 Magic, decide how you replace these negative actions with deliberate, respectful, and more useful strategies. 2. Your job as a parent. 3 things you can do to raise happy, healthy kids. We have 3 separate parenting jobs that require different strategies. Each of these parenting jobs is distinct, manageable, and important. They also are interdependent. Each relies to some extent on the others for its success. Ignore any of these tasks at your own risk. Do these three well, and you'll be a pretty good mom or dad. The first two parenting jobs involve discipline and behavior concerns, while the third focuses on the parent-child relationship. Parenting job one involves controlling obnoxious behavior. You will never like or get along well with your children if they are constantly irritating you with behaviors such as whining, arguing, teasing, badgering, tantrums, yelling, and fighting. In this audiobook, you will learn how to use the 1-2-3 counting technique to control obnoxious behavior, and you will be pleasantly surprised at how effective that simple technique is. Parenting job two involves encouraging good behavior. Encouraging good behavior, such as picking up toys, going to bed, being courteous, and doing homework, requires more effort by parents and more effort from kids to engage in the encouraged behavior than controlling difficult behavior does. In this audiobook, you will learn 7 simple methods for encouraging positive actions in your kids. Parenting job 3 is strengthening your relationship with your children. Some parents merely need to be reminded of parenting job 3. Other parents have to work hard at remembering to do it. Paying attention to the quality of your relationship with your children will help you with jobs 1 and 2, and vice versa. How do our 3 parenting jobs relate to the warm and demanding parenting traits? As you may have guessed already, the tactic for job 1, controlling obnoxious behavior, depends almost entirely on the demanding parent role. There is not much warm or fuzzy about it. Job 3, however, will rely almost entirely on the warm side of the parenting equation. And finally, job 2, encouraging good behavior, will employ both warm and demanding strategies. Quick tip: some parents only need a simple reminder about parenting job 3, strengthening your relationship with your children. However, other parents have to work hard at remembering to do it. Stop versus start behavior. When it comes to discipline, children present 2 basic problems to adults, and these 2 problems define the first 2 parenting tasks. When we are frustrated with our children, the kids are either 1, doing something negative we want them to stop, like whining, or 2, not doing something positive we would like them to start, like getting dressed. In 1-2-3 magic, we call these 2 kinds of things stop behavior and start behavior. In the hustle and bustle of everyday existence, you may not have worried much about the difference between start and stop behaviors, but as we'll soon see, the distinction is extremely important. Parenting job 1, controlling obnoxious behavior. Parenting job 1, and the first step to getting your family back on track, is controlling your children's obnoxious behavior, or stop behavior. Stop behavior includes frequent, minor, everyday issues such as whining, disrespect, tantrums, arguing, teasing, fighting, pouting, yelling, and so on. Stop behavior, in and of itself, ranges from mildly irritating to pretty obnoxious. Each of these difficult behaviors may not be so bad on its own, but add them all up in one afternoon, and by 5 p.m., you may feel like hitchhiking to South America. For stop behavior, such as whining, arguing, screaming, and teasing, use the 1-2-3 or counting procedure. Counting is simple, gentle, and direct. Strategies for controlling obnoxious behavior. For stop behavior such as whining, teasing, arguing, pouting, yelling, tantrums, use the 1-2-3 or counting procedure. Parenting job 2, encouraging positive behavior. The second parenting job is to encourage your children's positive behavior or start behavior. Start behavior includes positive activities like cleaning rooms, doing homework, practicing the piano, getting up and out in the morning, going to bed, eating supper, and being nice to other people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?